I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The pandemic is affecting every part of society, and Bible translation is no exception. However, Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says by equipping locals to undertake translation work, it allows their projects to move forward.
We see this really as a huge opportunity for the people of God, for the body of Christ worldwide, to demonstrate their care for their neighbors by helping them to have the scripture that they have themselves.
Smith estimates that in the last 12 months, around 7,000 indigenous peoples in 108 countries have been involved in translation work. They're praying these numbers will continue to grow even during the pandemic. Visit missionnews.org to learn how you can help Bible translation efforts around the globe.
We can see how God has prepared us through the years for such a time as this.
And while COVID-19 is keeping many churches physically apart, it's encouraging the growth of the digital church. Sammy Tippett from Sammy Tippett Ministries explains this pandemic is making space for churches to increase online ministry.
God is blessed that in this generation, at this particular moment in history, when this disease is so rampant and is crawling and lurking in the air, and we can't even see it, the invisible disease, we have the ability to be apart physically, but still interact socially.
For many churches, this means reevaluating how they offer community online. By using digital resources, Tippett says we can go deeper, and we can provide things that will help people grow. For more information, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional for women written by women. Get yours free when you click the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.